Yeah, yeah. Hey, Grease Babies. It's a boy, GVR. I'm on a highway folk train. It's your boy. I didn't always love trains, but you know, it's getting me to the Golden Coast pretty quick. Ayo, it's the boy Bali with some Grease Valley Radio. Me, Stagaby, Bella, and I mean, we're all just chilling. We've been eating a bunch of old gross candy. So many places we saw. We passed by all these forests. I mean, I swear for a second we dipped into the Affinity National Park. Infinity Forest National Park, you know what I mean? Crazy stuff, but once we're at the beach city, I don't really know what the full plan is, but there's gotta be a ton of people there, so come on, we'll know what to do. We'll meet up a bunch of people and then get a bunch of people to come to the valley and help us. Find some heroes, find some questers, bunch of scum fucks, you know what I mean? Like, you never know what you find out there. I'm hoping Beach City will be a great place.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Hey-o.
How you doing, Bali? How's
hey,
it
Donnie.
Going? We're approaching Beach City.
Oh, shit. We're coming up on Beach City? How are we going to get in if the Golden Coast is on lockdown?
Well, you know, we highway folk always got our plans, you know. we just going to straight up crash into Beach City, you know what I mean, baby? We just gonna go for it. We're gonna crash right into the walls, and then after that, it'll be a free-for-all scatter. You just gotta go do your thing, and we'll all get out of there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, shit, we're just gonna crash right in. Whose train is this anyways?
Oh, yeah, this train belongs to... belongs to the Chromebird Highway Folk Clan. Led by Queen Hecatonkery, of course. She's such a great person, easily one of the friendliest people you ever meet out of all the highway folk.
Oh, okay, that's good to know. Thank you guys for everything.
If you ever need me, here, take this flare gun.
Okay.
It's a special sparkle flare gun. We'll be able to see it from wherever we are, you know what I mean? I'll know. It'll leave that purple sparkle shower up in the sky, and we'll come. It will summon a highway queen, and I'll tag along, and I'll bring all the boys with me. We're here to help you whenever you need it, Bali.
Oh, thank you so much, Adani. You guys are the best. The highway folk have really pulled through. I'll definitely let you know when we need help.
Well, that's good knowing, you know what I mean? I gotta go collect some oil, some gems. I'm gonna go loot and scavenge through the city and find some stuff for my new project.
Oh, okay. Well, good luck with that, Donnie. It was great meeting you. He's already charged out of the room. All right. Well, Donnie Crash, everybody. I will definitely need him in the highway folk when I go back to Grease Valley. I mean, shit. I gotta go back to the Grease Valley soon. I'm gonna spend a day or two looking for heroes here, and then I'm gonna start my way back. You know what I mean? We'll see what Beach City has. And yeah, there's been so many neat things along the way. I'm really glad that I left the valley and I'm able to see what all of the world has to offer. All the beautiful, filthy states and the broken world. I mean, it's really not that bad of a world out here. We're in a forest right now, but I could see the coastline. I could see where the trees break and the coast is coming. Oh shit. Whoa, where? I didn't realize the walls are right there. Oh, shit. Oh, Stagaby. Bella, hold down. Everybody, get ready. We're getting ready for a storm. Oh, we're gonna crash. Oh, fuck the crash. I managed to bumble into some alleyways. I mean, I wanted to scatter. I didn't want to get cop. Immediately, like, cops and SWAT and all these fucking, like, military folks start surrounding all the Golden Valley clones just started surrounding the train. Everybody was making a run for it. I was able to to hide Stagaby in this, like, condemned theater I found. So, I think I'm gonna go explore for a little bit, see what the streets of Beach City have. Now, I think I'm in the Cowabunga district. Apparently, there's 5 districts throughout the Beach City. And I mean, oh, already. I knew I was gonna see it, but there it is. That's the Pacific Highway. We've talked about the Pacific Highway a couple times on the pod, and man, nothing can bring righteousness to the fucking beauty of this thing. Nobody could do this thing justice. It's a giant 20-lane God highway. It's fucking superb. This thing's amazing. I don't know how many people actually drive on the highways nowadays, but I've heard 2 million, 3 million live on the highway, let alone. So Pacific Highway, it just like literally goes off into the ocean for forever. There are boats going under it, there are planes going above it, but like tons of cars on the Pacific Highway. Lots of people here in general. I mean, they're all very busy. I don't speak a lot of these languages either. I think I was very ill prepared coming here. I thought I'd just show up to a city and everyone would like be nice to me and be cool with me, but like everyone's just like off to go do their jobs and they don't speak the same language I do, and none of them like the look of me. They see how greasy I am in my torn up clothing and they think I'm just some scum fuck. I'm just some nice guy. I mean, maybe I just go to a new part of town. Maybe this part of town isn't for me. I've seen a lot of flyers for a circus, a new circus in town. So maybe I go check that out. It's apparently close to the sand, so I'll get closer to the beach. The sands or the streets are really nice. It's all like there's a bunch of sand all over all the streets and stuff, just little pockets of sands here and there. It just kind of skitters along the street, a bunch of nice little shops and stuff like that. I don't really have money, I don't think, but maybe these people here would be nice and give me a job or something, like for a day just to like earn some food. There's a lot of factories here. There's a lot of factories built on the beach, like on the sand, and they're bellowing blue smoke up into the sky. I've never seen a beach factory before, but the industrial on top of the water and sand is very interesting. I like it. It's a lot more grimy than I thought. When I thought of Beach City, I thought of blah, blah, bright lights, a lot of sand, a lot of water, but it's really just a lot of scumfuck griminess, a lot of knocked over trash cans, a lot of alleyways with a bunch of grease and grime in there. It's not the best. I mean, there's literally like thick smoke choking the whole shoreline. These factories just create all the smoke, and I literally can't even see like 100 feet off of the water because the smoke is so heavy. At least there's a lot of people offering drugs. You could definitely find some good here. I saw somebody talking about chrome schmeg. I've never done that shit. That's crazy. I think I'm gonna head over to the circus and see what's going on. There's a lot of cops in the area. I don't really like that. These cops are giving me a little bit of PTSD. I don't like it. I'm gonna need some food soon, sometime or later anyways. It's a little after afternoon now. Right now, probably like 1 o'clock, 1:30. So I'm gonna go look around, head towards the scummy ass junkyard on the sand. Apparently, it looks like the entrance to the circus. There's a bunch of pyros going off, a bunch of fireworks. So this must be it. Ayo, it's that Grease Valley Radio from Beach City. I'm gonna go check out the circus. Ayo, stick around. So I'm inside this giant metal makeshift tent. I mean, it's made out of a lot of scrapped up vehicles. It's big. It's like 40 foot up, probably like 60 feet round. I don't know. Shit, this thing's big. They packed like 100 of us motherfuckers in here. We're sitting on these little like metal wooden, little scaffolds and stuff like that. We're gonna watch what these greasy clowns have been up to. I love the crowns here. They're really greasy. Just a bunch of greasy greased up clowns in Hawaiian shirts from like the 70s and wearing these obnoxious Speedos. They're really funny looking, really nice people so far from what I've met. To get in, there was like an entry fee, but it was like a free entry fee because they gave me a drug. They just gave me this little like orange tab with a Ferris wheel on it, and they said like, "Don't worry, it's all good. We're all on it here. It only lasts for the duration of the show. You'll have a 30-minute come up. It'll last for an hour or two, and then you'll be cruising. You'll be looking good." And I was like, "Oh, maybe I'll do it later," but they literally wouldn't let me in without doing it. So I'm chilling. I'm getting close to the come up's almost done, I think. I feel a little euphoria, a little goofiness in my body. I try to be safe when you do drugs. I mean, don't just do drugs that you randomly are offered and stuff like that. Make sure to vet it. Make sure you know what's up. You know, I just went to get into a circus, so I had to do what I had to do. And yeah, after 20 minutes, I mean, like, a lot of just small clown acts here and there. One of the cooler clown acts was definitely this like druidic clown who came out in like this giant buffalo pelt and then like released a flock of magpies from inside of his coat. And there's like 30 magpies that he's seemingly controlling. And they're going around, they're looting everybody's pockets, they're stealing money from everybody's purses and bags. And then they all fly back to him. It was a really, really cool story. Little scene. I liked it. They brought out a couple, there's a rhino for a little bit, a rhino with all these purple colors all over him, all these like purple and pink spirals on him, a really cool looking guy, seemed to enjoy it. There seemed to be what it was, a werebear for a second, like a giant dude who could turn into a bear, or at least had bear features, like he had little bear ears, and his paws, like his hands were just giant paws with claws, like really cool stuff. I want to meet some of these guys. Maybe some of these guys can help me out, save the Grease Valley, you know? Oh, everybody get quiet. I think the big show is showing up. I think one of the biggest leaders about to give the speech, the ringleader is coming up. Everybody quiet down.
Hey, yo! It's the Clown Priest of the West, the King of the Mudroot, the ringleader of Muckroot Carnival, woo. Moby the Clown! Yeah.
Yeah!
Everybody, yeah. Fucking cheer for me now!
Yeah.
You see these muscles?
Yeah.
Biggest muscles in the fucking filthy states!
Dude, those things are like bowling balls.
We got a hell of a show for you tonight. We got an amazing card.
Ooh.
We got plenty of insect folk coming out for you tonight.
Huh.
We got big flips coming from Hurricane Mofo. We got motherfucking the oil man coming out with us, his greasy fucking dogs.
Ooh.
And they're all gonna jump around and do a giant show for us.
Bunch of jumping.
We got
dogs.
A hell of a night for you guys here. We even got hella knife. If you want knife, we got it in the Muckroot Carnival. And to start off the night, I'm gonna bring out my boy, Grungy the Dank, to perform a live execution on this filthy fucking cop for all of your enjoyment.
What?
Yes, yes, bring out that fucking filthy cop.
Oh no, were those sirens?
Oh shit, is that the, everybody pack it up quick. We gotta get the fuck out of here. Everybody scatter, run, get out of here before they start catching everybody. Catch us next week in another location, deep in the fucking mountains, you know what I mean? Moby, out!
What the fuck's going on? There's a bunch of sirens, there's a bunch of fucking lights outside, these orange and blue lights. I'm feeling it. I'm sweating my ass off. It feels like my face is melting. I gotta go get out of here. I gotta get out of here before the cops get me. Fuck the cops. Run into this, the sandy alleyway. Yeah, I'll be safe here. Grease Valley Radio to you.
What's up? It's your fucking boy Mumblebuck, and I'm here to bring you Pacific Highway Racing! You've all heard of the Atlantic Racing Leagues, but have you heard of the brand new Pacific Highway Race Leagues? We got the dangerous motherfuckers. We got the biggest ambulances on all of the north. We got motherfucking rhinos charging across the highways. We got giant bat riders. We got motherfuckers dumping oils on top of other cars. We got giant garage truck motherfuckers slamming into little baby Camrys off into the Pacific Ocean. Check out all the giant races we're bringing straight to your veins. It's that fucking Pacific Highway Race Leagues. The most deadly, dangerous, and motherfucking scummiest race league in all of the filthy states. Stay tuned, it's Mumblefuck bringing you the Race League of the Century.
Beach City's not working out so far. Now that I'm thoroughly tripping on this thing for the next hour or so, I'm just kind of stumbling around. I have no sense of direction out here. I'm just in these sandy-ass, sus-ass alleyways trying to avoid cops and stuff. There's a lot of broken needles and baggies of crumb dust all around here. There's definitely a drug spot. There's a dude around the corner is living in a giant pot. There's just a guy living in a giant, like, flower pot saying that he's living the life of dog. I don't like this fringe weird, but I don't think I'm gonna meet anyone good out here. I'm scared. I don't think I like Beach City anymore. Maybe I start... Ow! Ow! What did I step on? I stepped on these, like, purple needle shards. There's all these, like, purple liquid coming off of these needle shards. Ow! I had to pull it out of me. Why, though? Why? Why would somebody just leave broken needles on the ground?
Hey. What? Hey. Hey, you. Come with me. I'll heal you. I'll make sure that you're okay.
Okay, thank you, person. You're so tall. Can I see your face?
Nah, just come with me. Nah, the hood looks good on me. I keep the hood on, so, just because it's such a good fashion sense.
Okay.
Just come down these stone stairs with me. Come on, okay. Buddy, you're almost there. We're okay.
Oh, is this the Pacific Ocean? Are we on the beach? The purple water?
Yeah, it's a beautiful day outside, right? See, I'm a local witch, and I could keep you safe. I could heal you. Yeah,
okay.
Come inside the ocean with me. It heals all. The sea monarch will heal all.
Get the fuck off me! Oh my god, I didn't even realize they had webbed hands. They had these webbed hands around my shoulder. Get the fuck off me. Stop, run. Get me the fuck off of this beach. Where the... There's fucking witches trying to drag me into the ocean. These fucking circuses trying to get me under arrest. I hate Beach City. I need some food. Fuck it. Give me some food. I need to sit down. I need to have a good think about this. Goodbye, witch person. They're descending into the ocean now. They're legit like 9 fucking foot. I thought they were gonna help me. I need to let this wear off. I need to chill. I'm gonna go find a bar for a bit. I'll get back to you guys in a second. It's that Grease Valley Radio all the way from Beach City. This fucking shady ass, grimy ass spot. I'll be back. Beach City fucking sucks. I'm hating it here. Even in the bar, it's fucking weird. I could feel I'm on the come down of these fucking drugs and whatever was on this purple needle shards. I felt it go through my system. It's been a couple hours. I gotta go get Stagaby in a second. I gotta This has been a complete fucking flop. No one in this fucking city is actually useful. I mean, even in a bar, I thought, hell, I might be able to find one motherfucker who could fucking help me. But there's just a bunch of drunk-ass dinguses playing these weird bard games. I mean, there's like a bunch of bald dudes over in the corner betting on like squirrel races. Like these squirrels are racing through fucking obstacle courses. And these dudes are putting like 25 motherfucking food tokens on the ground. They're putting internet chips down on for squirrels. Like, I don't get this fucking place. I don't like it. Their TVs are just playing like something that they call Garlic Alley Wrestling, which I don't really fully trust. It just looks like a bunch of scum fucks doing like a soap opera, but then stabbing each other every once in a while. I'm just really done. I couldn't even buy any of the drinks really here. I had to like beg for one, and they only had horrid fucking drinks. They had something called Dump Truck Dew, a Bloody Berry, the Mud Soup. I none of it seemed right to me. This whole fucking place, I just got a basic ass like coffee beer, and I've been sipping on it. I told them I'd do a few of their dishes after. I pulled out all of my fucking shit to try and pay them, and I don't have anything that has any value in fucking, dumbass Beach City. See, that's the one thing about this local economic systems that's always hard. In Greece Valley, I could trade, like, these vials of grease I have on me for, like, a couple beers pretty easy, but here, they don't give a shit, apparently. They don't fucking care anymore. So, like, I'm just shit out of luck. I thought maybe this token can get me somewhere. I pulled out, in my whole bag, the only thing that I had that represented, like, something of value, like a mineral of value or a metal, was this coin that popped out of that shitty stone face dude's mouth. Remember that fucking mouth loot shit I got? Yeah, I tried to give that to them and they won't even fucking take it. Super fucking tired of this place. I've got no money. I've got no friends. This dumbass rock face coin. I'm done. I gotta get back to Greece Valley. I think that's probably my best shot. Maybe I could call in Cassidy's help, and then from there I could call in the highway folk. I really don't know. I gotta see what happens. There's this dude approaching me. He's in like an old captain outfit with like these green and all these patches all over him. And he's got these tusks coming out of his head. He's like this giant dude with these like foot-long tusks. He's coming up. What's up, dude? What do you want, huh?
Hey, how's it going, dude? Everybody's been noticing you freaking out over here and stressing out. You need to take a little chill pill, you know? I saw you got that coin there. That's an interesting looking coin.
Yeah.
How about you follow me to the back and I could help you out?
Yeah, I don't know.
You could, listen. You could meet the rest of the gang. Come on, come on, buddy.
Okay.
Get up. Let's head to the back. It'll be alright. I think we could help you out.
Alright, well, he's got his arm over my shoulder. I can't really see how this is gonna get any worse, so let's head to the back, I guess. Let's go. Maybe it's some new friends back here. Maybe it's really damp back here, just a lot of damp wood. Alright, Greece Valley Radio to you. We're gonna see where our new buddy takes us. Hey-o. Yeah, so we're going down this dark corridor.
Come on.
I mean, he's leading me down some spiral staircases. This is some pretty interesting setup for a bar.
Yeah, so what's your name?
I'm Bali. I'm actually looking for some brave folk to help me save my valley. I really need help saving and reclaiming my Greece Valley. Can you guys help me out?
Well, I'm Captain Grimble Schmuck, and I think we can help each other out for sure.
Well, he just opened these giant double wooden doors, these thick ass doors, and we're entering this large ass basement room. I mean, the floor is just dirt. I don't know what the walls are just set up with, like, they're all damp and wooden, and it feels like it's falling apart. All these goons sitting around, some of them are training, eating like the schlop out of these fucking plastic bowls. What are all these motherfuckers? What you guys got on your TV? They're watching some prison blarg ball. What the fuck?
Welcome, Bali, to our secret headquarters. You must have noticed from that fucking coin that I was pointing out that you have met one of the great stone faces. And all of the stone faces has brought us all here tonight. Bali, meet my gang. They're all doing their things right now, but you can see over there, he's got a bunch of fungi over him. That's the barbarian. His name's Mok. He's our nature expert. He leads us through all the woods. He praises a fungi god who blesses with them with a lot of powers and a lot of strength. Over there, we got our warlock, Kezzelbub. Kezzelbub, a portal worker. He works with some of the best portals I've ever seen. He collects a lot of Saren stone, so if you got any, make sure to hook him up. Over there are the rogue twins, Shale and Vale. They grew up in Beach City, actually. They grew up born and raised in Beach City. They know these streets well, and they're gonna be important for our operation. Over there's the mad scientist, McStarkin. McStarkin actually used to be a lead researcher in cosmic fuel, an M-Tech, as some of them call it nowadays. I'm Captain Grimbleschmuck. It's awesome to meet you. I'm the old Golden Coast pilot captain. I used to lead the brigades up there. I flew the ZZ Grime Whale, the notorious Golden Coast prison plane. You ever heard of that one? That thing was awesome. I loved riding the prison zipline around. I was the warden up there for a little bit until they kicked me out because they weren't giving me full answers on what's going on here. No one was ever giving me the full answers. So now you might be thinking, what are all us bumblefucks doing in this basement? Well, we're doing a heist. Everybody around the table, let's talk about the heist again. The stone faces knew that only we could pull off a heist of this stature. This time, we're heisting an experimental M-Tech jet. Now this jet, it comes from Enertron. We're gonna have to enter Enertron Tower. And once we're in there, we're gonna have to hijack this giant jet. This giant jet at the very top of the tower. We're heisting experimental M-Tech, you know what I mean? It's said to have hidden properties that could help leave this atmosphere, maybe even open a portal to a new universe or a new galaxy. No one knows what happened to the money, but we're all pretty sure some kind of portal sucked its energy out, or I don't know. M-Tech's been interested in it for a while, so we're gonna go hijack their fucking plane, you know what I mean? And after that, everybody, this is Bali here, a new member of the Stoneface Explorers. All of us adventurers here were brought together by the Stonefaces, you know what I mean? So, Bali here, he needs to reclaim his valley. He was a resident of what they called Grease Valley. And, you know, we need to go help him bring it back. So we're gonna get the jet, we're gonna save a valley, and then we're gonna go on our next adventure. You know what I mean? It's the Stone Face Explorers. We do anything we need. And for this mission, I'm thinking we're gonna need to be really secret, really stealthy, you know what I mean? We're gonna have to rely on the rogue twins, Shale. You think you got it this time for sure? I'm thinking no one gets hurt though. No one on our team, no one in the tower. Let's keep it. No one gets hurt. In and out. In and out. That's all we're looking for this operation. Alright, y'all know what to do, y'all know what's up. It's been Grimble Schmuck, you know, y'all go rest up. Let's have a good night, and tomorrow, reconvene, we'll set all up all the, specifics, and we'll get ready to go do this heist. Everybody give a round of applause for the new member, Bali. Good for you, Bali. Thank you for joining us. You know, you won't regret it, and we'll help you save your valley after this, if the heist goes well. If we get this M-Tech jet, we can fly to the Grace Valley in an hour or two, I'm sure. Alright, guys. Go settle down for the night. I'll make sure Bali has a good setup for the night, and we'll reconvene tomorrow morning. Ayo!
Oh, alright. I guess I'm gonna go settle down for the night, and then maybe go do a heist in the next couple days? I don't know. I've never done a heist before. I've never been part of a heist. This will be a new experience for all of us, and you guys get to listen in to the whole thing. Ooey! Hopefully all these dudes could help me, save the valley. I mean, they all seem like nice folk, and they all seem pretty powerful in their own, esteem. It's a very ragtag group, but I think we got this. I think we could do this. Grimble Schmuck is very confident, so I'm gonna put all of my faith in Captain Grimble Schmuck. I'll bring you guys an outro once I get settled in for the night. Ayo, is that Grease Valley Radio? To you! So, I found Stagaby, I got him out of the theater, and we're all in this shack. There's this shack behind the bar that the crew offered me. It's small, it's damp, it's pretty dank. I like it, it's pretty cool. Pretty cool little place back here. Little wet, nasty bed that me and Bella and Stagaby are gonna share. I have no clue what these goons are actually after. I don't really know what kind of loot we're gonna get from this heist, but like, whatever, I guess I help them with the heist, and we'll fucking go save the Grease Valley after. They seem pretty confident in it. These fucking tokens are weird, and I don't know how these motherfuckers got their tokens, but like, whatever, if it's part of some big adventure club, let's do it. Let's see what happens. We'll have to see what happens tomorrow with a heist. I'm a little worried, and I don't know why these motherfuckers keep picking me up for these weird jobs, but I'm hoping I'm getting better at them slowly, so I gotta help these dudes finish their heist, and then we're gonna go save Grease Valley. Ayo! We'll have to see what happens next time. Make sure y'all are staying safe, make sure y'all are staying happy, taking care of yourselves. Ayo, come back for the big heist next episode. It's that Grease Valley Radio to you. Yeah, let's bring some credits. Ayo, creator of the show, BBB Basti, yo boy, Big Bumble Bali, the voice you're hearing right now. Oh yeah, sound editing, sound design, and sound engineering, all done by BBB. Ayo, intro music done by your boy, BBB. If you need intro music, hit me up. You could find me at Twitter at Grease Radio for updates on the show and to hear everything that's going on and see all the nonsense. Go follow my second podcast. Go listen to it. It's that Shady Sands Adventures. It's a more casual talky podcast where we talk fringe culture. Me and my co-host Scummy Tummy talk all of the fringe culture, talk about doing acid in the desert, talk about giant road trips throughout the Pacific Northwest. Check out us talking about, we will go from everything from medical history of lobotomies all the way to motherfucking ufology, cryptids. We talk a ton of wrestling. Oh my god, this is the month of wrestling. We're watching a bunch of wrestling, bringing you a new wrestling episode every week, along with another episode. There's two episodes every week of Shady Sands Adventures. We're grinding our asses off, so please go give it a listen, go give it a try. Just hop around to whatever episode sounds interesting to you. It's found wherever you'll find podcasts. Go follow Scummy Tummy, my co-host, at Scummy_ @Tommy_Tummy on Twitter. Go follow my Adventure Sans Twitter, @AdventureSans. I post a bunch of wrestling and a bunch of updates on the show, so go get updates there too as well. If you really want to support us, I got a 7-track hip-hop EP. You've probably heard of it. It's that Bullet Mountain EP. Please go listen to it. Go give it a try. Mythology rap, nature rap, motherfucking gun rap, drug rap, all you could want, all the nonsense. I try to be as nonsensical as I can. I tell a story all the way throughout. And if you like shout rap, you're gonna like this. Ayo, go give it a try. Found on Bandcamp and SoundCloud. That's the Bullet Mountain EP. I got more music coming to you guys soon. Go check out Shady Sands Adventures. Go check out my homeboys on Gummin' It. Always tagging me there. If you like the song Acid Chase from episode 15, Xerxes just rapped over it. Go listen to that. Yeah, episode 14 of Gummin' It is where he did that. Ayo. Go check out all the awesome podcasts that exist out there. Thank you guys for supporting Grease Valley Radio. We'll see you guys next time for episode 19.